The stranger didn't step out of his pickup right away. First, he opened the door. Only then did he step out. See, if he hadn't opened the door... Never mind, but sometimes these tiny details are pretty important. I mean, if he hadn't... He opened the door and stepped out is the point. And then and there, I was able to amass a complete description. Tall, skinny, a clean-pressed Western shirt, blue jeans, dark eyes, new straw hat, and... Very interesting. He was wearing a pair of yellow boots. And they were not only yellow, but they also had little bumps all over them. This struck me as very strange. I mean, I'd spent my whole career around guys who wore cowboy boots, but I'd never seen a pair that was yellow and bumpy. What was the deal here? Did I dare dart in for a thorough smell analysis? I lifted my gaze and studied the stranger. He was tucking in his shirt. Oh, and he slapped at a spot of dust on his jeans. In other words, he wasn't paying any attention to me, which meant that I might have just enough time to swoop in and give the boots a thorough sniffing. Maybe you think this was a waste of time, sniffing a guy's boots. Well, under ordinary conditions, I might agree, but there was something odd going on here. What exactly were those little bumps on the surface of the leather? Maybe you hadn't thought of that, but consider the possibilities. Those bumps might have concealed tiny microphones or some other sensing devices that we had never seen before. They're very clever, you know, our enemies. Just when we think we've solved all their tricks and disguises, they come up with something new and possibly menacing. We must stay on constant alert and leave no stone unturned. At that very moment, Drover arrived on the scene, huffing and puffing and late.
Oh, hi. Did I miss something?
Shh. Of course you missed something. You always miss something because you're always late.
Yeah, this old leg.
Never mind the excuses. You missed the first wave, you're late, and thus you have no idea what we're watching in this case.
Oh, you mean the yellow boots?
Right. Because you dawdled around, you couldn't possibly have known that we're alarmed about those... I gave him a withering scowl. How did you know about the yellow boots? Who told you?
Well, nobody told me.
Huh, you expect me to believe that? Out with it, son. I want to get to the bottom of this barrel. Was it the cat?
Was what the cat?
Was it the cat who tipped you off about the yellow boots? I must know, Drover. This could be very important.
Well, let's see here. No, it wasn't the cat. He got run over by a passing dog.
That was me.
Oh, you sure rolled him.
Thanks, go on.
Well, he rolled about 10 feet and got up and that was all.
What about the yellow boots?
No, he was barefoot.
My eyes rolled up into my head. Drover, please try to concentrate. Who told you about the yellow boots?
Well, let me think here. Yellow. Boots. Yellow boots. I don't know.
Then why did you mention it? There must be more here than meets the eyeball.
Okay, I'm working on it.
He wadded up his face and wrinkled his nose.
I saw the yellow boots and I thought they looked funny.
Funny? You mean... funny? Ha ha?
Ha ha! Ha ha!
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. You laughed and I thought
I did not laugh. And do you know why? This is no laughing matter. It could be very serious. His face acquired a very serious expression.
There, is that better?
Much better. Now get to the point. Who told you about the yellow boots?
Well, nobody. I just saw them and they looked yellow.
Ah, now we're getting somewhere. I began pacing, as I often do when my mind is driving towards a solution. The boots looked yellow. Tell this court what thoughts or feelings came to your mind when you saw the so-called yellow boots.
Well, let me see here. I thought they were the yellowest boots I'd ever seen.
Good. The boots looked yellow, therefore you assumed they were yellow. Is that correct?
I guess so.
Good. We're getting close to something. One last question, Drover. Did you happen to notice the tiny bumps on the surface of the alleged yellow boots?
Oh, yeah. I saw them right away. Ostrich boots always have bumps.
I stopped my pacing and turned my head slowly around. Wait a minute. Are you saying that man's an ostrich? Because if that's what you're saying, Drover, I must warn you.
No, they're ostrich boots.
I heaved a sigh and searched for patience. Allow me to point out a flaw in your ointment. Cowboys wear cowboy boots. Ropers wear roper boots. Hikers wear hiking boots. Following this path of simple logic, who or what wears ostrich boots? He rolled his eyes around.
I'm confused.
Ostriches, Drover.
You mean he's an ostrich?
No! That's my whole point. And if he's not an ostrich, those can't possibly be ostrich boots. You said they were ostrich boots. Therefore, you are wrong, wrong, and wrong.
I'll be darned. I thought they were.
They're not, and I will now prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let me pause here a moment to say a word about my conversation with Drover. You might have found it a bit confusing. Don't worry. So did I. Talking with Drover often leads to feelings of confusion. See, on a certain level, it might have appeared that we were arguing about whether or not the owner of the yellow boots was an ostrich. No, that would have been a foolish argument for the simple reason that the owner of the boots was obviously not an ostrich. He was a man, a human person. What Drover neglected to say in his pathetic attempt to argue his case was that the whole discussion came down to the subject of leather. Were the boots made of ostrich leather or ordinary cowhide leather? Thus, when he made the claim that the boots were ostrich boots, he was referring to the leather, not to the occupant. Is it clear now? I apologize for this mix-up, but I must tell you that this is typical of Drover. He has a tiny mind, and he is careless in his use of words. The result is often bedlam and confusion. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. He had just made the claim that the stranger's yellow boots were made of ostrich leather. This, of course, was outrageous. In the first place, ostriches are birds, right? Yes, they're birds. Large birds with long, skinny legs and equally long and skinny necks. In the second place, it is common knowledge that boot leather does not come from birds, whether their necks are skinny or not. Boot leather does not come from birds, period. Has anyone ever heard of hummingbird boots? Or mockingbird boots or chicken leather boots? No, sir. If it has wings and pin feathers, it's a bird and you can't get leather out of it. Ostrich skin boots? I never heard of anything so ridiculous. And to prove it once and for all time, I marched over to the stranger and proceeded to give his boots a thorough sniffospectral analysis. Aha, just as I had suspected. Our preliminary report showed a strong reading of boot leather and no reading whatsoever for chickens, birds, ostriches, or... He kicked me on the nose. The cad flicked the toe of his left boot in such a way that it rammed into our sensitive testing equipment. And then he said, this is a direct quote, he leaned over and said,
"You leave a wet nose print on my new ostrich boot, Shep, and I might make another pair out of your hide."
Ram! Scat! Sure, fine. Hey, if he had something against the march of scientific research, if he wanted the world to be plunged into darkness and ignorance, that was his problem, not mine. I had tried to do my job. I had made a sincere attempt to shine the light of scientific truth into the darkness of something. And by George, if he wanted... Wounded and saddened by this shabby affair, I turned away from his stupid yellow boots and marched back to Drover. And my name wasn't Shep.